Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Riku to Cool World Podcast. I'm your host, Enrico, or Rico for short. I'm excited to take you on a journey on my personal experiences and insights on my life, from traveling to different corners of the world to navigating the corporate world and building my career. I will share my stories and lessons learned along the way. Join me as I sit down with friends and guests from diverse backgrounds to have a candid conversation on a wide range of topics, including personal growth, entrepreneurship, and global culture. Through my experiences, I hope to inspire you and empower listeners to pursue their own passion and dreams, while also providing practical advice for navigating the challenges of life. Trust me, I know. So whether you're looking to explore a new destination, gain a fresh perspective on life, or simply connect with others from around the world, tune into Riku to Cool World Podcast for an unforgettable journey. See you then. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome or bienvenidos in Panama. And I have a special guest with me tonight. And today is March 30th, 2024. Currently live in Panama. And this is my first time in Panama. But before that, I want to introduce you to, I always say the American way, Jairo, but it's really Jairo. Here, it's in Spanish, it's Jairo. And Jairo, how are you? Welcome to my podcast. And this is Riku 2K World. This is Riku and Jairo inside the car while stuck in traffic because it's such a beautiful day. Everybody's out and about. Beautiful day to explore. What part of the island did we stay? I mean, what part of the Panama City?
We are currently driving through the Causeway Amador.
Causeway Amador.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so, Jairo.
Hola a todos.
Todos. Hola. Did you say buenas noches now because it's night,
right? Buenas noches, yes.
Buenas noches. So, I'm really impressed in Panama, right? Right now, this is my first full day and night. And thank you so much for showing me around. So today, what did we do?
So we started, we went to the canal.
To the canal, right?
Yeah.
Yep. My American friends always say, okay, what's with the canal?
Panama Canal.
Panama Canal. What's so important about the canal? Like, what's the significance that people around the world should know?
Why it was built?
Or what's the purpose of it? I mean, why in Panama? Like, you know,
The most important thing to know that the Panama Canal connects the Atlantic Ocean with the Pacific Ocean through a system that make the ships go through both ways. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
And it's mostly used for commerce.
For commerce. Oh, yeah. So anything importing and exporting
goes mostly through the Panama Canal.
Through the Panama Canal.
So people can ship from New York and ship it back to LA, yep. And it could go through the Panama Canal because it's faster, it's easier. Also, you can send something from New York and you want it to be in the Pacific side, Ocean, maybe like China or something like this.
Yep.
That's what the easiest way is to go through the easiest and the faster way is to go through the Panama Canal.
Right.
If not, you should go all the way down to South America and go around
Brazil or all the way.
All the way down.
To Argentina. So oh my God, that's kind of, wow. So if you guys look at the map, world map, it is true. If they do this ship, if there's no connection or crossing, if there's no canal, such as the Panama, it will be such a long travel and very inefficient. So,
and you did ask why Panama?
Yeah, why Panama?
Panama, because of the position of my country, of Panama, between North America and South America.
Yep.
And the space that were the land between both oceans.
Right.
It was easier to build it here.
To build it here, right. Yep. again, for outside looking in, if you don't really zoom in, you only see the country Panama. But if you zoom in closely, it's so amazing how they built this canal, because it's just like, wait, how did they do it? Like, you know, I mean, do they have to dig? Do they have to create a hole somewhere? Like, what is the process? And this was built, what, 1914?
1914.
40.
Yeah. No, wow. 1-4.
1-4, 1914. 14. Yep. Wow.
And it was a hard work.
Mm-hmm.
It started building by the French people.
The French people, okay.
They start building, digging, and finding a way.
Yep, but they failed on that, right?
They failed because of many things. The weather wasn't the best for them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Also, malaria, yellow fever.
And we're talking about the 1800s back then, right?
Yeah,
right.
Wow. Beginning, yeah.
Mm.
And after that, they sold...
They sold it to
the Americans.
To the Americans, yep. Yeah.
And the Americans then got this amazing engineering
stuff.
And they studied a different way.
Yep, different ways. Yep. And different
They bombed dynamite.
Yep.
They built dams.
Wow.
To create the lake, the Gatun Lake,
is
one of the biggest artificial lake.
Artificial lake, yeah. By the way, guys, when you go there, you don't even think that that is an artificial lake. It looks like a natural lake. That's amazing. So, who is this famous American engineer again? Is it George Gothels, right?
George Gothels, yeah.
Yep. And
it was a master chief engineer.
Master chief engineer. Again, back in 1914, the American, it was so, the French sold it to the American, and the Americans then decided to study the land and start having, you know, scope the whole area. And again, George Gothels is the one who engineered this Panama Canal. And which another place we went to today, right? The main administration.
The administration building where is on the George Gothels Monument.
Monument, yeah.
After that, we went to.
Yeah.
We crossed the Puente de las Americas.
Puente de las Americas.
That's
yep.
the bridge.
Yeah.
The first bridge between built. On top or crossing the Panama Canal.
Right.
And it's the bridge that connects literally from
South America to North.
From South America to North America. So it's your drive through the Puente de las Americas.
Right.
We could drive and be crossing Costa Rica,
right.
Nicaragua, El Salvador, Guatemala, Mexico. And
amazing.
We will get to the States.
Right, to United States.
Yeah. And if you're coming from the state, you will get to Panama, and you want to go to the last town in Panama, or the last village in Panama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you could go to Colombia.
Colombia, I see.
You will need a ferry to cross because of the jungle.
The jungle.
Between Panama and Colombia. There is no road, no nothing built in this place.
Yep.
And it's a very rough path that some... immigrants are using now to come from all over the world.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Well, I can tell this much, Jairo. I'm very impressed in Panama, particularly in Panama City, because Panama City reminds me a little bit of a mixture of a super modern city right now. I mean, it has a bit Miami vibe, but more like... also, you know, I've been to Southern France, giving me Southern France because of the coast. I think anything coastal... it gives you that vibe, but it's a beautiful, vibrant city, and it's beautiful people too.
Well, it's your first day, your first night, and there is a lot of things to do here.
Yes,
I'm sure you will enjoy the rest of your trip.
I know, and tomorrow and this week, I'm gonna explore the beaches and the Caribbean part, right? Because there is this famous San Blas, right?
Yeah, no. San Blas is an archipelago of islands.
Yeah.
There are like 366 islands.
366?
So
oh
you
my
will
God.
Need like an year to to enjoy all of them.
Yeah. In the Philippines, we have 7,107.
Oh my God.
I mean, obviously we have three big major islands, but the San Blas one, 360 islands, but a smaller island. So I'm looking forward for that. And it's pretty inexpensive, the whole tour. I like it a lot. So yeah, but other than that, like, you know, I'm really enjoying Panama. This will not be my first nor the last. It's the
first country, but not the last.
Exactly. It's not, because it's just, I'm definitely coming back here. It's just beautiful, and the price of the food and also the train and the bus, it's so economical. I kid you not, from airport to the Panama City, in comparison, I would say from, let's say, New York City all the way to New Jersey, Newark Airport, New Jersey, right? It only costs you, what, like 85 cents?
Yeah.
Amazing. And then the bus, you take like 15 cents or 25 centavos. It's really amazing. It's really cheap and very economical. And the food is fantastic too. I'm really enjoying this a lot. But the nightlife here, though, I still haven't checked it out yet. But, I mean, when I say nightlife, like clubbing, partying, I mean, it is a party town, but it's super clean, it's so organized, and the road is beautiful. And the other thing that I really appreciate about my friend Jairo is he took me to the outside Panama City, which is, you know, typical. Obviously, if it's a country, there's a developed city. Of course, there's always that undeveloped still, or the undeveloped part of the city, or the old city in some ways. I wouldn't say, I know this might be a tough word, but I mean, I'm in a developing country, aka third world country sometimes, but Panama is not it's not a third world or developing countries. It's a very developing, you know, there's a lot of things
we're
in here.
We're a growing country.
Yep. And it's a beautiful country. So you took me to the shanties, or the ghettos, or the slums.
Yeah, we went through the ghetto to show you a little bit of how it's the inside of the city.
Yeah.
Because mostly when we travel, we just see like the beautiful sightseeing places, the beautiful places. And as a traveler myself, I like to know deep inside how it's the
people live.
So that's why we did that small detour.
I really appreciate that. And for me, when I travel, I like to do that, especially with, and I'm so thankful and grateful to be with a local or someone that's like familiar of his country. And I really appreciate that. I mean, I grew up in the Philippines, I grew up in the shanties, I grew up in the ghetto, I know what it's like, right? So, but other than that, it's just so beautiful. People are so nice. You see the disparity and the difference. So, but thank you for that, Jairo.
You're welcome. Welcome to Panama. Welcome to my country.
And he's so shy that, like, you know, he thinks that his English is not good. In fact, his English is very good. And I just want to tell you, thank you so much for speaking to me in English. My Spanish is bad. Mi español es un poquito hablar. Entiendes, pero that's it. It's a broken Spanish for me, but I can get by.
Entiendo poquito. Let's keep it in English, because I'm very confused now.
Yeah, me entiendo español un poquito, pero hablar es no más. I mean, yeah. But other than that, like, I can get by. But again, thank you for this night.
I'm sure you will enjoy it.
More to come.
Because it's going to be a great experience.
Yeah.
Panama has a lot to show.
Yeah.
We are more than Panama Papers.
Yeah, we're more than Panama Papers. It's not just the canals. Trust me, guys. It's not. One thing that I'm very surprised about Panama is, like, people by default think of the Panama Canal or the Panama Papers. It's more of the canals.
It's more. Panama is an amazing place. You can watch the sunrise in one ocean and the sunset in the other the same day.
The same day. I did witness that today. The sunrise is in the Atlantic. Pacific, right? And the sunset is in the Pacific.
Atlantic.
Yep, Atlantic. Oops. Yeah. And the sky is so beautiful. I was like, holy crap. It looks like, it's like a hue of purple, orange, all these colors.
It's, we call it the golden hour here.
The golden hour.
Yeah.
Did I just capture the golden hour?
I guess.
Oh, well, because you know what?
Yeah,
because we're golden.
You took some videos, some photos.
Yes, yes, I did take the golden hour. Wow, that's amazing. Food-wise, Jairo, what are the typical, I would say, the top three dish in Panama that everybody should try?
Top three dishes, sancocho.
Sancocho
panameño. It's totally different from the other Latinos places that have sancocho. Panamanian sancocho is totally different. If you're sick, you will have sancocho. If you have the flu, you will have sancocho. If you
sancocho
have hangover, you will have sancocho.
Wow.
Sancocho cures everything.
Sancocho is life. Yes, yes, amazing. Okay, that's top one.
Arroz con pollo.
Arroz con pollo.
It's very, very Panamanian dish.
Is it because the way you start you the ingredients of the Panamanian dish
it's totally different because
totally different.
Our ingredients special from Panama.
Okay.
And what else could I say? We have a special potato salad. Potato salad.
Okay. What's special
about
it?
It's red because it has beets. The red
beets. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's made with beets.
Yeah.
And it's very popular and in every party.
All right, I still have to try that. I'm gonna have to try that.
Okay.
Amazing. Oh my god. All right, sancochos, pollo, arroz con pollo, and then
potato salad. Feria, ensalada de feria, we call it.
Oh, how about desserts? Any famous Panamanian dessert?
Here in Panama, we have like very, very sweets for different regions. Like, I am from the from Cologne, that's
not Germany. Cologne is not that, right? It's Cologne.
Cologne, not Cologne.
Yeah, yeah.
We have it's made with coconut.
Coconut. Okay.
Cocada, we call it.
Cocada, yeah.
It's coconut, grain coconut with sugar, and you cook this, and it makes like a big biscuit. It's really,
really
nice, mm-hmm. sweet.
So is it more like a bread form, like a pastry?
No, it's not a bread. It's also more like a biscuit.
A biscuit.
Yeah, because it cooks, but when it gets dry, it gets hard.
Ah.
It's like sugar cook.
I see. Okay. All right. It's more like custard-ish, right?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Okay. There is a lot of sweets. Huevito de leche. It's
huevito
made like
leches.
With sweet milk.
Yep. You know, I still haven't tried this, guys. So before
you
have
I took you some when I was
when
in New York.
Well, that's different, you know.
No, you want to taste it local.
I want to taste it local, like
okay.
You know, like
there is
here.
A lot of things to do.
Right. It's always different, like you know, when you're in the country itself and going to buy it in a local store. Wow, look at that.
Bread pudding also.
Bread pudding, okay.
Nice. We have something that's called enyucado.
Enyucado.
Enyucado is made with yuca.
Yuca.
It's like the root.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is it, you make it a sweet version of it?
Yeah.
Because in America or just in other Latin America, yuca is always for the salad, no?
Yuca is like, yeah, it's like potato.
Yeah.
It's a cider.
Yeah.
So we have a dessert like we take the yuca,
it's
grind, then it's boiled,
right.
And then
nice.
It goes to the oven and it has like sugar, raisins.
Amazing.
It's really, really good.
I forgot, while we're driving, we're coming across to this Panama hats. What is the famous hats?
The famous hat, the Panama hat.
Yeah, why is it like that? Like, you know, how would I describe Panama hat? It's not a cowboy hat like Beyonce, okay? It's a different kind of hat. It's giving at first that kind of hat. I thought it was from Cuba.
Yeah,
but,
you know, it's called a Panama hat, but it's not made in Panama. Actually, it's made in Ecuador.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it has it's this so name awesome. Because it came like Panama hat was very trend here in Panama.
Yeah, it
so,
costs like 20, I remember it's $20, no?
And those are not like the typical Panamanian hat.
Yeah.
You will have the opportunity
yeah.
to look at the difference between the Panama hat and the Panamanian hat.
Okay, you have to show me that difference. Visually, I thought they look the same, but it might be different. Yep. All right, very interesting. Right now, we are actually, I believe it's in this old town, yeah, right? Is what they call this?
Casco Viejo.
It's definitely a Spanish era looking town. It's really quaint and cute. If any one of you been to Spain before, or anything in general, like Spaniards regime, this has that feel. Like the balcony, the windows, the actual the playa, right?
The plaza.
What's the difference between the plaza and the playa?
Playa is beach.
Sorry. Oops.
Beach, where you go swim.
No.
Yep. Where we have lunch, yeah, it's have a lunch. Beach.
It's a beach, okay.
That's a playa.
That's a playa. So, wow, look at that. Right now, guys, I cannot really describe because of the podcast.
This is the cathedral, the main cathedral.
It's, wow. You know, in my country, La Filipinas, the structure is like this.
Yeah, it's because a very, very Spanish. Spanish construction. You will see it like a lot of buildings.
Yep.
This place is been built since.
Oh my God! Like
more than 500 years ago.
Just look at that. It's like a parliament or something. Wow. Well, this is beautiful. So again, before our night ends, we're here in the old town. What they call it again?
Casco Viejo. Casco Antiguo.
In Casco Antiguo.
And you will see the difference on the mix. Our whole the town start changing because this was built after the
whole gentrification and stuff.
After the pirates burned down the Panama La Vieja.
Oh wow!
So this was the new city, the new structure.
New structure.
But you want to watch this mix between. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The colonial era. Stuff, yep.
What time do the shop usually open? Still in, especially we're here in the old town of Panama. Do they open for the weekend around, still like midnight or?
It depends on the season, yep. But actually normally until around 9 to 10.
Mm-hmm. Right now it's April, March and April, the beginning of summer. So, yeah. You know, it's so interesting. So it reminds me of New Orleans a little bit, you know. Again, for my American friends, for reference point. Is that parking? Wow, perfect. But anyhow, we're about to park now. So this is just a recording, a first glimpse of Panama. And more to come, I'm sure. But I told my friend Jairo that we're doing a podcast, and I appreciate your time, Jairo.
Oh, I'm so honored to finally be
in your podcast. Well, this is you know, so spontaneous.
Your Panamanian audience is going to grow.
Will grow, yeah. So I want to start doing this or this way, aside from creating beautiful memories. Sorry for the background noise, everybody. Other than that, it's just, you know, I hope you to enjoy this, and at the same time we look forward for more podcasts to come. And time is it? The bells. Listen to this. Wow. First of all, I captured the golden hour, and then now the bell just rang. The cathedral bells. So, anyways, that's it for now, guys. Till next time. Muchas gracias.
Saludos a todos. Bye.
Bye.